This electronic book functions just like a conventional website, except most of it is contained in one very long web page. You can move to different sections of this long web page by scrolling up or down with the arrow keys on the keyboard or with the mouse. The blue words below is a hyperlink table of contents. Left-click on any word and you will be taken to the corresponding section of the book. This ebook also contains a large number of links that will take you automatically to various websites when you click on them, assuming you are connected to the internet. To return to this book, after viewing one of these websites, click on the left arrow on the upper, left portion of your screen, one or more time, until you are back to the book. Clicking on the left arrow can also return you to the table of contents, from various sections of the book. A Practical, Theoretical and Creative View of Marketing by David L. Darity May, 2008. Phone 212-581-3740. Email run david at verizon.net. Table of contents about this multimedia electronic book 29 basic instructions 29 a hyperlink table of contents 29 the chapters and sections in this book can be read in any sequence. They are written as independent units. 29. This electronic book functions similar to a conventional website. 31. Links to websites and search engines. 34. The links in this book. 34. The book is linked to a large number of websites. 35. Chapter 1. Marketing a general view. 36. Definitions and basic concepts. 36. What is marketing? 36. Are there other definitions of marketing? 40. Websites with marketing definitions and related concepts. 41. Markets and market segments. 43. What is a market? 43. Understanding the market. 45. Websites on understanding your market and related concepts. 46. What is a market segment? 47. A note on the relativity of a market and market segment. 48. Chapter 2. The size of a business in relation to appropriate marketing techniques and strategies. 50. Marketing activities in small and large businesses. 50. Is there a difference in marketing strategies of small and large companies? 50. Many of the techniques discussed in most books on marketing may not be feasible for individual entrepreneurs and small businesses with limited financial resources. 52. A useful definition in microbusiness. 54. A method of defining the size of a business, which can be useful in assessing what marketing techniques are appropriate. 58. Websites for marketing information for microbusinesses, such as individual entrepreneurs, mom-and-pop stores. 62. Chapter 3. Significant markets and market segments and related concepts. 67. What is a significant market or market segment? 68. Is race, age, social class a valid way to delineate a market or a market segment? 68. Culture markets and market segments. 69. Markets and markets segments and advertising. 71. Methods of delineating relevant markets and market segments. 73. Are there any good methods of defining markets and market segments? 74. Behavior, buying habits and history. 75. Delineating a market or market segment based on needs. 75. Consumer evaluations, methods to delineate relevant markets and market segments. 77. Defining market segments in a small business. 78. Chapter 4. The marketing mix and related concepts. 81. The marketing 1009. Product, price, place, promotion. 81. The concept of the four picoseconds. Product, price, place, promotion. 82. The product is anything that can be sold or marketed. 83. The price. 83. The place where the product is sold, the distribution outlets, the methods of moving the product to the place of sales. 84. Promotion, any type of publicity, advertising or communication that relates to selling a product. 86. A critical look at the concept, the utility and limitation of the marketing 1009. And at 4 P's. 87. The utility of the concept. 87. An argument against the concept. The marketing mix, with the 4 P's, is oversimplified because there are many factors that determine the success of a business and the marketability of its products. 89. An argument in support of the concept. The marketing mix is a useful concept if you think of the 4 P's as categories for the huge number of factors that are involved with marketing. 94. Conclusion. 95. Websites on marketing mix and related concepts. 96. Chapter 5. Product in relation to marketing 1999. Introduction. 99. A highly productive strategy is to meet the needs of the consumers in your market. 100. An alternative strategy is to search for markets and market segments that need your product and are willing and able to pay for it. 101. The idea to keep in mind is the product and market must be appropriate for each other. 103 Chapter 6 Price Indiana Relation to Marketing Mix 105 Introductory Note 105 Consumers make evaluations on whether to buy or not to buy, partly based on price 106 The relationships of price, profit and rate of sales 107 How should products be priced for the maximum profit per unit, maximum rate of sales, or the maximum rate of profit? 108 The maximum profit per unit. The maximum price that can be obtained for a product can result in a low rate of sales. 109 Under what circumstances is a pricing strategy based on the maximum profit per unit, the highest price that the market can bear sensible and profitable? 110 Is pricing a product for the maximum rate of sales always profitable? 112 When is pricing a product for the maximum rate of sales the lowest possible price sensible? 113 Pricing a product for the maximum rate of profit often involves selling the product at a reasonable, but not excessively low or high price. 114 To clarify the above ideas, it is necessary to explain what the rate of profit is in mathematical terms. 115 In certain situations consumers judge the value and quality of a product by its price. 117 The pricing of new products. 119 In practice, you must determine the actual relationship between price, profit, and rate of sales that applies to your market and product so you can price the product for the maximum rate of profit. 121 Chapter 7 Place, in relation to marketing mix 122 Introduction 123 The product should be made available in all the localities where there are enough customers to make a profit. 124 Distribution Channels and Related Concepts 125 Methods of distribution include manufacturers directly to consumers, wholesalers to retailers to consumers, manufacturers to large retail outlets to consumers. 125 The internet as a means of distribution is useful for small business owners, and certain categories of individual service providers, as well as large businesses. 126 Shipping products. 131 Shipping products to the right place. 132 A mathematical formula to evaluate shipping costs relative to the price of the product. 133 Chapter 8 Promotion, in relation to marketing mix 136 Introduction 137 Advertising and Related Concepts 138 The advantages of advertising as a form of publicity 138 The disadvantages of advertising as a form of publicity 140 Websites on advertising 144 Face-to-face selling methods 145 The advantages of face-to-face sales talk to individual consumers as a form of publicity 145 The disadvantages of face-to-face sales talk to individual consumers as a form of publicity 148 Websites on selling and salesmanship and related concepts 150 Word-of-mouth publicity 151 The advantages of word-of-mouth publicity 151 Positive word-of-mouth publicity 152 The disadvantages of word-of-mouth publicity 152 Websites on word-of-mouth publicity 153 Mass media publicity 155 Introduction to mass media publicity 155 There are a number of ways of deliberately creating publicity for a company or product 156 Parades, fireworks displays, publicity stunts and other techniques to obtain mass media publicity 159 The primary advantages of mass media publicity 161 The disadvantages of mass media publicity 162 Avoiding or minimizing adverse publicity 162 Internet promotional strategies 165 What is the difference between mass media advertisements versus small-scale Internet promotional strategies? 165 Uploading videos on pre-existing websites 170 Websites on Internet Marketing and E-commerce 173 Chapter 9 Organizational Functioning Can Affect Marketing, a look at environmental and internal behavioral factors 175 Introduction 176 Environmental Factors 176 Environmental factors involve dynamics and components of the external environment, such as weather, the economy, and political policy, etc. 177 Environmental conditions usually vary over time which can affect the marketability of products and the rate of sales 180 Expect change create marketing and production plans that are appropriate for the changes that are likely to occur 181 Summing up environmental factors 184 Internal behavioral factors 185 Behavioral factors of management and staff 185 Small business 190 Adverse behavioral factors of superiors can not only affect the organization, it can also affect employees 193 Chapter 10 Unusual aspects of marketing 195 Introduction 195 What are unusual aspects of marketing? 196 Marketing and Barter 198 An Introduction to Modern Barter 198 Barter Companies and the Techniques They Use 200 My Concluding Thoughts on Modern Barter 206 Demarketing 212 What is Demarketing 212 The Marketing of Religion 216 The Marketing of a Political Candidate 221 Introduction to Marketing of Political Candidates 222 How is Marketing of a Political Candidate Different than Marketing Other Products? 224 Marketing methods used by political candidates 226 Charities and marketing 229 Requests for money by charities for adverse conditions that might strike you and your relatives 233 Requests for volunteers by charities 234 Requests for various types of items by charities 235 Websites Zero in the marketing and charities 236 Chapter 11 Object Dynamic Model of Marketing involves objects and their dynamics and mathematics 237 A description of the model 237 Introductory Note on this chapter 238 Business and marketing, and everything in the universe, involve three fundamental concepts, which are objects, dynamics, and mathematics 238 What does objects mean, from the perspective of the object dynamics model of marketing? 239 What does dynamics mean, from the perspective of the object dynamics model of marketing 240 What does mathematics mean from the perspective of the object dynamics model of marketing 242 Object dynamics model of marketing from the perspective of language 243 The three components of the model from the perspective of language objects are nouns, dynamics are verbs, and mathematics relate to questions 244 The utility of the object dynamics model of marketing and related concepts 246 Mathematics predictions and dynamics of human behavior, from the perspective of the object dynamics model 246 The utility of the object dynamics model of marketing and conceptual models in general 248 Applying the object dynamics model of marketing 250 Questions to evaluate and improve the dynamics, actions and activities that relate to your business and marketing 252 Miscellaneous questions 254 Websites on conceptual models of marketing and related concepts 256 Chapter 12 Product Life Cycle 258 Product Life Cycle and Related Concepts 258 What does Product Life Cycle mean? 258-1 The initial engineering of the product 263 The growth, in terms of increasing rates of sales 263-4 Maturity, where the rate of sales is stabilized 263 Strategies to deal with the declining stages of a product 269 Concluding ideas on the concept of the product life cycle 272 All of the above raises the question what is the duration of the fluctuations in the rate of sales, from the time the product is introduced, until it is discontinued. 274 Websites on the Product Life Cycle 275 Chapter 13 An Evolutionary Theory of Business and Marketing 276 In this chapter I took Darwin's theory of evolution, modified it, and applied it to business and marketing 276 Introduction 277 A Note on Economic Viability 279 The selection process based on economic viability which are influenced by various selective and competitive forces in the environment 280 The evolutionary selection of traits methodologies, techniques, policies, procedures, managerial philosophies and styles, etc. In relation to their economic viability 282 Summing up the concept and its potential utility 287 Chapter 14 Marketing, Pricing, and Mathematics, and Related Concepts 289 Software and Business and Marketing Calculations 290 Functioning Microsoft Excel Templates, and HTML JavaScript Programs are available in the Books folder, or by clicking on the hyperlinks in the following two subsections 290 Microsoft Excel can be used to create specialized templates for various types of business calculations 291 HTML JavaScript programs can be created to perform specific types of business calculations 295 Websites on software for marketing and business 298 The concept of rate as it applies to business and marketing 300 Introduction factors involved with pricing 301 A common sense principle is the amount of money that a product costs to manufacture, or buy wholesale, usually influences or determines the retail price. 302 One of the simplest concepts of pricing is selling price equals profit plus manufacturing or wholesale costs 304 Markups based on the percentage of manufacturing or wholesale costs 309 There are a number of factors that influence the level of markup 313 Unit cost and fixed cost 316 A note on fixed cost and variable costs. and related concepts. 317. Calculating the break-even quantity and determining an appropriate price for a product. 322. A modification of the break-even formula to calculate a profit greater than zero. 327. A more sophisticated perspective on the break-even and break-even plus profit formulas in terms of rate of sales and rate of expenses. 330. The concept of rate as it applies to business and marketing. 341. The rate of transporting the product to the selling outlets. 344. The rate of sales. 346. The rate of profit. 348. The rate of loss. 351. Rate of profit in terms of percentage of investment or the rate of return on investment. 352. Calculating profit and rates of profit for a new business. 357. Chapter 15. Factors that have a tendency to influence pricing. 361. Initial investments can influence pricing, such as cost for research and development, to set up production facilities or retail outlets. 362. The quality of the product and pricing. 372. The brand name associated with the product and pricing. 373. The location or market that a product is sold in can influence the price that consumers will pay. 377. The facility that a product is sold in can affect the perception of value and the price that can be charged. 380. The price the consumer is willing to pay for a product can be influenced by the packaging. 385. The quantity and quality of the advertising can affect the pricing of a product. 387. Competition can influence pricing of a product. 390. Competition and pricing in relation to a small business. 392. Websites on pricing, marketing, and related concepts. 401. Chapter 16. The pricing of products that are obtained from nature. 404. Supply and demand can determine or influence the price of a product obtained from nature. 405. Products from hunting and gathering, farming, and mining. 405. Raw materials come from hunting and gathering, farming and mining. 406. The market usually controls the price of raw materials based on supply and demand and other factors. 407. Products that are the result of hunting and gathering. 409. Products that are the result of farming. 412. Products that are the result of mining. 416. More details about supply and demand, formal bidding, and speculative purchases, and futures that involve the products of nature. 416. Chapter 17. The marketing of services, with a focus on the individual service provider. 421. Introduction. 421. Skilled and unskilled service providers. 421. Services are unique products. 422. There are many important differences between services and other types of products. 423. With a few exceptions, service providers often have a market that is limited to a geographical area. 424. Unskilled service providers. 431. Why are unskilled service providers usually paid low wages and fees? 432. Marketing strategies. 434. Marketing strategies for individual service providers. 434. Facilitating positive word-of-mouth publicity and maintaining positive relationships with clients is an excellent marketing strategy. 436. Emotional factors, including compassion, sympathetic understanding, and friendliness, are important for obtaining positive word-of-mouth publicity and retaining your clients. 438. Good relationships with clients can reduce the chances of lawsuits and getting fired. 440. Websites on marketing to services and related concepts. 445. Chapter 18. Mass production versus small-scale production in relation to marketing. 446. Marketability in relation to production methods is a very important concept. 447. Introduction. Marketability in relation to mass production versus small-scale production. 447. What is a niche market? 451. The concept of the niche market, without mass production, is useful for small business owners. 455. A more advanced look at production techniques, which ranges from super mass production to handwork. 458. Websites on niche markets, production techniques and related concepts. 466. Chapter 19. Evaluating markets and market segments. Representative samples, data, information, and demographics. 469. A consumer-based marketing philosophy. 469. Satisfying the needs of the consumer. 469. Evaluating markets and market segments. Periodic assessment of a market or market segment. 471. Introduction. Methods of evaluating. 472. Questionnaires. 472. Structured and unstructured interviews. 474. Psychological evaluations in relation to marketing. 477. Which set should you survey? A representative sample of the market or a representative sample of the population? 482. Assessments with focus groups. 485. A simplified version of a focus group for a small business. 489 test marketing, 493 websites on market evaluations and related concepts, 495 evaluating markets and market segments, ongoing evaluation of a market or market segments, 496 what is ongoing assessment in relation to marketing, 496 computerized cash registers that scan barcodes on products, 497 continuous surveys, 499 ongoing assessment by telephone questionnaires and interviews, 500 ongoing assessment with questionnaires on the internet, 502 ongoing assessment based on the number of sales from a department or salesperson, 504 ongoing marketing assessment of a small business, 505 a representative sample of individuals to evaluate a market, 506 introduction, 507 what exactly is a representative sample of a market, 507 what are relevant and irrelevant demographics in relation to the evaluation of the marketability of a product, 512 evaluating the correct population or subgroups within the general population to determine the marketability of a product, 516 what is relevant to your market evaluation in terms of subgroups and demographics, 521 data and information, is there a difference? 523 demographics and marketing, 526 what is demographics, 526 what is more important for marketing in relation to demographics, the average, percentages, or the total numbers, 529 how demographics can be used in marketing, 534 erroneous assumptions based on demographic data, 538 websites on demographics and related concepts, 538 useful or unusual websites on marketing, business and related concepts, 540,